Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
For almost three decades, Derek Mooney and his team of experts have been bringing the uplifting and fascinating strains of early morning birdsong to listeners with RT Radio 1's and RTE Lyric FM's Dawn Chorus. This Sunday morning, the programme will feature live birdsong, but you'll have to stay up late or be up very early to hear the first song, because it's good to start at midnight and finish at 7 a.m. We're joined now by Derek Mooney to tell us more. And he might just tell us about the Dawn Chorus, Derek, and this weekend's show.
Sarah, thank you very much indeed. Like Pat Mustard, very early indeed, Father. You've got to get up at 4 a.m. if you want to hear the actual birds sing. But we go on air from just after midnight tomorrow, Saturday into Sunday morning, from 3 minutes past midnight on RT Radio 1 and RT Lyric FM, as you said, until 7. And basically, we will have a full live commentary as the birds wake up and burst into song. Now, we're 450 odd species here in Ireland, and you can multiply that by dozens and dozens and dozens. We reckon that during the night you will literally hear millions, if not billions, of birds sing right across Europe as we'll be broadcasting this from Ireland to the world. We'll be joined from 4 a.m. by BBC Radio Ulster and BBC Radio Foyle and BBC Radio Wales. But we'll have kind of our regular team scattered throughout the Ireland. And this year, for the first time, we're using a lot of citizen scientist reporters. So that's listeners who've contacted us, who are going to be our reporters on the ground in different parts of Ireland. So we hope that we can feature as many of the counties and islands as we can in Ireland. But with a bit of luck, we'll start off with the Corncrake in Belmullet. And we have a team from the Corncrake Life Project up there. So those birds usually start singing from about 9 p.m, 10 p.m, and they can go until 4 in the morning. So with a bit of luck, we'll hear the Corncrake when the programme comes on air.
Well, let's have a listen then to what that might sound like. We have a clip of the Corncrake.
Widespread right across the country, but sadly today there's estimated to be something like 200 pairs only left, and they're confined to the northwest and west of Ireland.
Sorry, Derek, we're trying to get the Corncrake down so that it's not talking over you.
Sorry, excuse me. I was saying that once widespread in Ireland, but now is confined to the northwest and west of Ireland, only about 200 breeding pairs left in the country that come here from Africa to Ireland. It's a beautiful bird, onomatopoeic, named after it's called Crex, the Corncrake, and it says its name when it's calling. An amazing bird. Very, very hard to see, but very easy to hear. So we have our microphones out, as I said, in Belmullet.
So that's a very distinctive cry or tweet.
Call.
How would you identify the rest of them? Because I imagine they sound more similar.
Yeah, as I said, 450 species in Ireland alone. Very hard, even for somebody like me, after 30 years to distinguish them. But there's an app called the Maryland Bird ID app. It's free. It was brought into play by Cornell University, the ornithological lab there. And you simply just press the red record button on this app, hold it up, and it identifies the birds. And it's truly fantastic, Sarah. I recommend it to everybody for tomorrow, but for future reference for educating the kids or just having a bit of fun. It really is excellent. It can identify over 1,000 species. We've got 454, so it's going to cover all the species found in Ireland.
Okay, it sounds fantastic. That's the Merlin app. Merlin Bird ID app.
And it's
perfect.
Free.
Okay, and if you just want to listen to it on RT Radio 1 or on RT Lyric FM, you can do that from midnight until 7 o'clock. I'm being told that we should listen to another blast of the Corncrake. Sure, we may as well.
Why not?
Why not, Derek? I want to tell people before we listen to the Corncrake, you can listen to Derek and the Dawn Chorus at 7 o'clock on Sunday, May 7th, for the 2023 Dawn Chorus. Let's have a listen to what you can hear.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Derek. Beautiful. Gorgeous.